All right, John Jones, he is the head coach of the women's basketball team at Hanover College. Coach Jones, I know this is tough for you and the rest of your team and all of Hanover College, learning about the death of Lexi. Could you describe how you and others are feeling this week?
Well, I think the word that I've used a lot when people ask is numb. You know, I'm not sure. There's not a manual, Rob, for this, obviously. They don't train you in school to deal with this. I've been in some type of coaching since 1991. This is the first tragic accident that's been this close to a team that I've dealt with. So I'm just trying to be strong for the players, the family, and, you know, my family as well, as they were all close to Lexi.
And I know that's not easy for you. You and your team are preparing for the upcoming season. Lexi was getting ready for her senior year, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, she was in the gym early almost every day prior to practice. She was in the gym preseason working on the shooting gun all the time. She wore that thing out. So, you know, her dedication to our team and her teammates is unprecedented.
That was going to be my next question. What kind of player, what kind of person was she like? What did she mean to the women's basketball team there at Hanover?
Well, she was just a free spirit. Everybody loved her. She was there for everybody else. She, you know, she wanted to make sure that she was there if somebody needed something at any time of day or night. And, you know, she was a free spirit. I know that the Danville football game is going on Friday night, and they have like a mosh pit of fans, and they're honoring Lexi, and they're doing hippie night. And I laughed so hard at that, thinking that was so appropriate for Lexi. You know, she was she was a free spirit. She loved her different types of music. She has an artistic touch. So I think that's a great way to honor her on Friday night.
Are there any fun memories you have of Lexi during her time playing for you?
Oh, they're immense, Rob. I mean, we had a great relationship, an open relationship, one that she could talk to me about anything, and transversely, I could do the same. I knew if I needed to share something with her, it would stay with her. I think the memories for me is that she came in on a very good team as a freshman and played sparingly. She played a little bit more as a sophomore on a team that shared a conference championship. And then last year as a junior, she started every single game and, you know, was our third most minutes for the season. And that's just, you know, due to her hard work and her dedication. The gym is where she loved to be. There's no doubt about that.
I saw something from the women's basketball team. I think it was on Twitter. Something about how each player was responsible for a quote during the season. Did Lexi have a quote last year?
Well, so what happens is the very first practice, the coaching staff puts together an emphasis and quote for that day. And then each practice moving forward, we go alphabetically by senior, junior, sophomore, and freshman. So each practice, then, that player has the quote and emphasis. And it just so happened that on Sunday, the day of her passing, she had the quote and emphasis for that day.
Wow. Wow. Do you remember what that quote and emphasis was?
Yes, it's on Twitter as well. I could probably announce it to you, but I'm driving.
Okay.
See if I can slide over here so I can. And if you're trying to make me cry, Rob, you're doing a good job.
No, I'm not trying to, but sorry about that.
Let's just say it's on Twitter and people can read it there.
Okay. Okay. I will look it up and put it in the story. Are you mentioned how, you know, Danville plans to honor her on Friday at their football game. Are you and the team planning on honoring her somehow, some way during this upcoming basketball season?
Oh, all season.
Yeah.
All season. I'm sure our conference teams that we play will as well. I know our football teams putting stickers on their helmet. I know our soccer teams have planned some things. I'm sure all the teams here. I mean, the beautiful thing about Hanover is we're a small community and we're a family community. And I think when something like this happens, that's what makes it so hard and so difficult, because everybody knows Lexi Riggles here at Hanover. They've been touched by her in some way, whether it's her sorority house, whether it's the basketball team, whether it's even someone in the cafeteria that she spoke and talked to or had a conversation with, because she never met a stranger.
And I think I can attest to that too, because, you know, I still follow some Hanover College athletes on Twitter and Instagram, and they're sharing, other people sharing stuff and quotes or pictures, and I you know, that's definitely you can definitely see that on social media is how close knit the Hanover College community really is.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's why, you know, this is so difficult for a lot of us. But at the same time, we got to understand that she was a 21-year-old college senior, and she touched so many lives. And I'm going to try to do my best on Sunday to celebrate that life with the family and the people that are there.
John Jones, head coach of Hanover College women's basketball. John, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, thanks, Rob. I appreciate you reaching out and going through the proper channels. And if everyone can just keep the Riggles family in their thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.